expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
On this beautiful Saturday afternoon. And we're at the Straight Pride Parade at Palmley Square. And we're having a very exciting time, you know, meeting different people and watching Antifa being restrained by law enforcement.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're having a great time. And it's not about hating homosexuals. It's not about hate. It's about standing up for the rights of average Americans who believe in traditional family, the values that built this country, that made this country great. That's the essence of this parade slash meeting, because now there are speakers on stage. Barbara from Harlem was one of the speakers a few minutes ago. She did a fabulous job. And it's beautiful here in Boston, very sunny, on this Saturday, August 31st, 2019. Barbara, what's your sense of today's event at the Super Happy, the organization that put it together, Super Happy Fund for the Straight Pride Parade?
Well, I think it's just a show of celebration of the traditions of America. We're not here to bash anyone because, you know, we are endowed by our Creator, and we make choices. But it seems as if the other side doesn't want, you know, people to celebrate being straight. And that's a shame, because without the straight people, we wouldn't have a continuation of a generation. So I'm enjoying myself. I thank John Hugo for the invite, and I'm very happy to meet the nice people who are attending.
I also want to thank the Boston Police Department for keeping it orderly, keeping Antifa and the others away from those of us who are celebrating straight pride. And again, it's not about bashing anyone. It's about standing up for traditional values. And we know that heterosexuality is critical in order to continue the human race. So we're glad that Barbara Smallin received the invitation. She did a great job in speaking. We have a couple of gentlemen from Los Angeles who want to interview her. So it's a great time here in Boston.
And then we even have people who come from Texas. You know, they came to be here. And I'm quite sure, being that this is the first one, and in the future, you know, that it'll even be better attended. But thank God they were able to get the permit. Thank God they were able to get the protection. And thank God we're here.
Amen. And I just want to, you know, it's Labor Day weekend. I thank all of you who are tuning in spite of the fact that it is a celebratory weekend. But we also, we just want to reiterate the importance of being here in Boston and supporting those who are standing up for traditional American values. We thank all those people who come out, participate in the parade. We thank them. Moving on, I just want to talk for a moment about, there's a pastor in Alabama who put a billboard on his church that basically said voting for Donald Trump is a sin. Well, then how could it be right? If voting for Donald Trump is a sin, what does this pastor say about black people voting for Democrats who believe in abortion on demand? Barbara, let's talk to that for a moment.
Well, unfortunately, we have many people occupying the pulpit, but are not saturated in the Word of God. They want to create God in their own image. This has to be a Democrat. And he wants people to continue to vote for that party that says, remove God. We have a lot of different genders. You know, the kill the babies, even after they're born. That's the party that this pastor is supporting. That's the sin. See, when he's talking about sin, he's talking about his mindset. Because what he's promoting is against God. So I wouldn't go to that church because it's not a church of God. It's like a synagogue of Satan.
Absolutely. There's no justification at this point for voting for Democrats. The Democrats are against everything that this country was built on. And that, you know, promoting socialism, anti-Semitism, that is against what we stand for as a country. In the background, we still have people speaking at the Straight Pride Parade. So if you hear that in the background, that's the noise. But I think it is a sin to blindly vote for Democrats. And Barbara, you expertly laid this out in your book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, which was recently endorsed by New York Times bestselling author, television and radio host Mark Levin. He promoted your book on Twitter, on Facebook, and it's bundled with his book on Amazon. What are your thoughts?
I mean, you said mouthful. My thoughts are, you know, these people who are twisting the Bible, misleading people, saying such things, don't deserve the support of anyone. It's unfortunate that you'll still have people going there, giving money, and keeping that person in that pulpit when they're not teaching the Word of God. You can't believe the Word of God and say that killing babies is okay. The Bible is clear, thou shalt not kill. Also in Proverbs, God says it's an abomination. He hates the shedding of innocent blood. What blood is more innocent than that of a baby? So anyone who's following such teaching, they can be clapping their hands all they want and stomping their feet. But they're putting themselves in a position to go to hell and not heaven.
Absolutely. You know, I thank President Donald Trump for helping the black community, doing what he's done, in spite of the pushback from black, so-called black leaders. They act like they don't care what he's done. They just want us to stay on the Democratic plantation, and we refuse to stay there. Your book is one of the most important in outlining, how the Democrats were able to brainwash black people. So I think even through the church, your chapter 11 in your book is one of the best chapters I've ever read. Can you briefly speak to chapter 11 in your book?
Oh, yes. See, as an ordained minister, I had the opportunity to visit many churches. And I'm so sorry about the background noise, but as Ms. Diamond said, we are at a rally. But we didn't want to miss, you know, having our meeting with you. But, I mean, it's disgraceful how some people are occupying that pulpit, not teaching the Word of God, and they're fooling people, making a living off lies. And I believe the Democratic Party makes a special donation because, you know, you always follow the money. I believe that they get paid off to divert people from voting for what's right, fitting, and in the sight of God, pleasing to him and obedient to his word. I may be wrong, but I don't think I'm too far off the mark.
No, I don't think you're wrong because, as you know, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, visited many churches to convince the pastors their people that abortion is normal. So that's kind of aligned with the same thing. These liberal, leftist, secularists try to buy off black pastors to go against the Word of God.
Absolutely. And I think that they've been very successful. I've only in my lifetime met one black pastor who wasn't a Democrat. Every other one of them were Democrats. And I've seen for years and years how at election time the Democrats are allowed to occupy the pulpit. And even though they believe in those principles that are anti-God, or they don't believe in God, but they're sitting up in the pulpit during the morning worship hour. In my book, I talk about how I was there when Hillary Clinton was sitting in the pulpit of a church in Harlem when she was running for the Senate. And I was so appalled at what was said And then after she finished that 11 a.m. worship service, whatever it was, the pastor of that church got up and said that Hillary Clinton is a Moses for black people. I was totally insulted.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you for sharing that in your book, Barbara. It's a little tough because, like I said, we're at this event celebrating Straight Pride here in Boston, so there's a lot of background noise. But we're just happy that things are breaking, her book is getting out there. More and more people are becoming aware of Barbara Pomalem, and we thank God for that. And you're still on the march. You're still on the... We're still trying to educate the black people. You spoke to two college-age students today who tried to convince you that this is all about white privilege, the problems that black people are having. And what was your response, Barbara?
I reminded them that in my book and showed them that I have a picture of my grandmother who was born in 1898. She didn't mention anything about white people stopping her from doing anything. She went and got an education, and she worked hard as a beautician. She became a master beautician and started a business in New York. Upon her retirement, when she moved to Florida, she also had a business. She was doing hair, and she taught me at 8 years old how to shampoo heads for 25 cents. So all of this about the white man's going to stop this and the synergy from slavery, et cetera, I just missed that. And I explained to them that I have a chapter in my book called Thank God for Slavery. If it had not been for slavery, where would we be? And, you know, a young man I was talking to joined in the conversation, he was saying back in the day, black people was 74% self-employed. Now it's down to about 7%. What has gone wrong? I tell you what, Al Sharpton, Sly Jackson, and the other race hustlers, that's what's gone wrong.
Absolutely. You know, they convinced a generation or two of black people not to pursue the American dream, telling us the white man will hold us back. Well, if that were true, how did Michael Jordan make it in the NBA? How did all these other black people make it, Oprah Winfrey? And how did Al Sharpton become a millionaire if the white man's going to hold you back? That was a lie. Exactly. So black people lost their inheritance, if you will, because we helped build this country, and yet other people are benefiting in a sense, and we're not pursuing the American dream because we've been convinced the white man will hold us back. No, no, no. We're holding each other back. Poor work ethic, broken home, poor education, no education. We're holding ourselves back.
Amen. We are our worst enemies, and we're killing each other. The white man and the KKK, they don't have anything to do because we're doing it for them. We're killing each other on the street. In addition to that, in the abortion clinic, we're killing each other, shedding the blood of one another. Who do we blame for that? I say we have to rebuild the home. These children need to be affirmed. These children need to be validated, and these children need to be taught the principles of thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. We need to bring God back into the public square.
Absolutely. As we were driving around Boston, our host, Hal Shirtless of Camp Constitution, took us to some churches where they had rainbow flags symbolizing the homosexual movement, and they had Black Lives Matter flags. Well, if black lives really matter, we need to be protesting at the abortion clinic. If black lives really matter, black people wouldn't be murdering each other at a horrific rate. So black lives really don't matter. That's just a nice slogan. It's a nice flag. People feel better about having the flag up, but it really has no meaning, not in my opinion.
No, I totally agree with you. It has no meaning because if it did, we wouldn't be leading or having such a high rate of blacks being aborted by black mothers. We have more black babies aborted in New York than are born. We are doing more than the Ku Klux Klan did to eliminate black people. Yeah, I was looking it up, and the Ku Klux Klan hung maybe almost close to 4,000. We have top of that number time and time over and over. Nationwide, even with the abortions, we're like 30% to 60%. So it's a sad scenario, and unfortunately, the noise is getting louder, but I hope you can still hear us.
Yeah, it's kind of tough because the Boston Police Department blocked off large swaths of City Hall where we are, so it's hard for us to find a quiet area to broadcast from, and we're sorry about that. But we'll just, okay, we're going to try to find another spot where it's not as crowded or as loud. But we just thank you for tuning in and listening to us and supporting us. So we're just trying to find a quieter location. But no, it's not much better. But anyway, and we thank all of you for standing by us, for believing in the book. It has not been easy to get Mark Levin's endorsement. Has been miraculous,
yeah,
in my opinion. And we're just going to keep on going. And you know, shout out to Candace Owens and others. But Barbara, you've been on this journey for a while, since the 90s. You want to speak to that? Before people really knew what a black conservative was, you were on this journey.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. My journey started, you know, back there with Bill Clinton. I couldn't vote for him even as a Democrat. And then what really just pushed it over the top, too, was the O.J. Simpson trial. I realized at that time how racist black people can be with some of the remarks that I heard. So I knew at that time, you know, like with Clinton and when David Dinkins ran for mayor, I wasn't going to vote for him because I thought Giuliani would be a better mayor, even though being a registered Democrat. My journey started a long time ago that I realized that the Democratic Party wanted to make a victim out of me, like they have so many blacks. They wanted us to live in a state of remembering slavery and how horrible it was, even though not any of us have ever picked a bale of cotton. They created a horror story of America, a picture of slavery and enslavement and torture, and you can't make it because the white man hates you so intensely. And then I started thinking about people like Joe Louis. They made it. People like, who was that that black woman I have heard in my book?
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson. You know, I mean, that can't be true. Even Oprah, I don't really like her. Aretha Franklin and Madam C.J. Walker. She was a multimillionaire way, 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 way back when. I started thinking about Mary McLeod Bethune, how she started that college with $1.50, five little girls and faith in God, and the white men didn't stop her. So I started rejecting their messages. So that was many, many decades ago. And I'm so happy. Those are the happiest times in my life.
Thank you, Barbara. I just want to give an update on Hurricane Dorian.
Yeah.
It's moving. It looks like it's moving away from Florida toward Georgia and the Carolinas. So all of you, please be safe with regard to Hurricane Dorian. Just wanted to give that update. We're praying for you. We stand with you. And we just hope that you're going to be, you know, safe from that. But I just want to say, you know, so much has been going against, you know, as the news media lie about Donald Trump, lie about President Trump, like Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC made false allegations about President Trump and Deutsche Bank, and he had to retract what he said on MSNBC. So you know that's serious.
Right.
And we've just had the CNN and others just putting out fake news about our president. So we have to make sure we, the people, are aware really what's going on. For instance, when President Trump went to New Hampshire, in a stadium where he spoke, he sold out more tickets than Elton John, and the news media tried to say, well, his New Hampshire appearance wasn't that well attended. But it was confirmed that more people attended President Trump's rally in New Hampshire than an Elton John concert. So stuff like that, ladies and gentlemen, that we have to stand up for and make sure that we can get the truth out there, because they will say anything against this president. Their hatred for President Trump is that it is tense. Meanwhile, VP Kent, running for president, Joe Biden, it's just falling apart. He's never been that bright, Barbara.
No, yeah.
But maybe his age is making it worse. What are your thoughts, please?
Well, I think definitely he needs to step out. You know, several of them are dropping out. I think I heard a rumor that de Blasio may be, and Gillihan, I think she's...
Gillibrand
is stepping out. And I don't feel sorry for Joe Biden, because Joe Biden has been riding the politics wagon for a long time. He's profited, he's made himself a good fortune, he's connected his son so successfully that his son is now a millionaire because of the political game that he's played all of these years. He's bumbling and he's fumbling, he's not recalling accurate things, but you know what? Those that they have trained sufficiently will overlook all of that and still vote for Joe Biden. But I know he's not a match for our Donald John Trump. And I know Donald Trump is able to handle himself.
Yes. Thank you, Barbara, from Harlem. You're absolutely right. And, you know, not just an attack on President Trump, but it's also an attack on our country, on our Constitution. As AOC and others want to do away with the Electoral College. However, the Electoral College is enshrined in our Constitution. So getting rid of the Electoral College is not easy, and it will not be done. The Electoral College ensures that smaller states are not disenfranchised. That is why the president is not elected strictly by the direct popular vote, because states like Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, they would be disenfranchised. So it's good to have the Electoral College. Our forefathers knew better. That's why it's part of the U.S. Constitution. The Democrats feel that if they can just get the popular vote from the New York tri-state area, from New England, plus California, they would win the election every 4 years. But the smaller states would be left out of such a critical decision. So this is why the forefathers had the foresight to have the Electoral College. And additionally, you have Ilhan Omar, who's now accused of having an affair with a married man. She's calling for the United Nations to take over our immigration system. I mean, we are a sovereign nation. The UN has no control over the United States. But because of the radicalism of the Democrats, that's what they push for. And it's disgraceful. It's absolutely disgraceful. So we have a fight, ladies and gentlemen, at this point, the Democrats simply cannot be trusted with the welfare of this nation. They cannot. We have to defend our country and stand up and vote Republican and vote Donald Trump. And in fact, in 2020, I think we should do a straight Republican ticket. Just vote straight Republican. Now, I know the Democrats are going to try to steal the election. We're speaking with a man here in Boston who's from L.A., and he said how at the voting booth, the Democratic poll takers were saying there are no ballots for Republican candidates. And he demanded, and he eventually received, the ballots for Republican candidates. It's really bad. They're going to try to steal 2020. I just hope the GOP, the grand old party, is ready and aware of the efforts by the Democrats to steal the 2020 election. I want to thank our producer who's back at the studio in New Jersey while we manage out here. It's beautiful. We have the City Hall Plaza, Copley Plaza, very famous area in Boston. So it's noisy. And please forgive us for all the noise. But we need to stand up for this country. This is why we're here today. Next week, we will be broadcasting from Orlando, Florida. It should be a lot quieter, light calmer. But we're just grateful to God for a sunny day and for being out here. You know, Antifa is out here, but I have to give the Boston Police Department credit for keeping them away from us so there's no flashes. Thank God no one's been injured. And I appreciate that because they're not anti-fascists. They are fascists. If you're fascist because they're trying to shut down free speech of conservatives. That's fascism. That's what Adolf Hitler did. They are fascists. So we thank the Boston PD. I mean, it's a shame so much, so many parts of the plaza has been cut off, but we have to do what we have to do. I want to thank the President of the United States for focusing on the average American working on the economy. Tomorrow, there's a threat, if you will, September 1st, of the tariffs. I think if they're going into effect, I don't think it's a threat. We'll have to brace for it, but I pray that it leads to more products being made in the United States. And I'm hoping and praying because we have to get off of this dependency on China and its products. We need more American-made. We need more American-made products. And here's Barbara from Harlem.
One of my cards, Alex.
So Barbara from Harlem is meeting someone here at the. Give him your card.
I mean, yes. Well, I don't think he wants it, you know. He seems a little confused about mysticism and all that. That's what he was talking about. So, you know, I have to, excuse me for that. So, you know, I mean, everybody has a right to choose what they want to choose. And if they want to choose confusion and darkness, that's their right. I didn't create them, but I don't want to live like that. I want to live in the light. So, did I answer your question, whatever you wanted me to answer?
That's fine.
Okay.
You know, there's a protest in Hong Kong because the Chinese are trying to punish those who don't follow the Communist Party line. So, we hope those in Hong Kong, we stand with them. They're for democracy and the Chinese government, which is communist, is trying to deny them that. So we just hope and pray everything is peaceful in Hong Kong and no one is hurt, killed, or injured. So I just want to move on now before we go to break that Google has been found to have an algorithm or algorithms to try to change the vote in 2020. And I actually hope Google is punished for that. We also note that James Comey, although the IG report was negative against and found had findings against James Comey, they have decided not to prosecute him. I think that's a shame, but there's a logic behind it. I don't necessarily agree, but there is some logic behind not prosecuting James Comey. Barbara, we're about to go to break in about a minute or 2 minutes.
All right. Well, once again, we're here at the Straight Pride Parade in Boston, Massachusetts, and we're having a wonderful time. We're going to please stay with us after the break because we have more to share with you.
Yes. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And we're back. It's Our Urban Story, broadcasting live from Boston, Mass. at the Straight Pride event. On the background, you're hearing a speaker speak, and there's a lot of noise. And unfortunately, we've been told that a number of those who wanted to support this event were turned away by Boston Police Department. So that's kind of disappointing. Barbara, your thoughts?
Disappointing and rather a dirty trick. I mean, they don't want anything to come into this place, I guess, that, you know, says that, you know, right is right and wrong is wrong. They want everything upside down so that they stop legitimate people from coming in. That wasn't fair. That wasn't good. But that's all right. The crowd that is here, they can get the message out. Get it out that we have to fight for America. Fight for the soul. Fight for the moral standing of America. We cannot let ourselves fall off the cliff of socialism, Marxism, or secular humanism. Those are my thoughts on that subject. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, let's just be clear. The left does not believe in free speech. And they will try to suppress our speech and our votes as much as they can. I was told that the current mayor of Boston is very anti-conservative, and he may have been the one to tell, or someone up there, told the Boston Police Department to limit the number of people who came inside to support the Straight Pride event. That's not right. You may not agree with the theme or title of the event, but we're not here bashing anyone. And this is about free speech, and they're trying to suppress our free speech. That is anti-American, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to continue to speak out. And I thank the president and his family and his administration really for speaking out against the censorship of conservatives on Twitter, Facebook, and other social media platforms.
And I'm going to try to take some pictures of some of the law enforcement that are just sitting down because they have nothing to do. They didn't let the people in. They're just sitting around, relaxing, waiting until this event is over. That's so unconscionable. But then we have to understand, when we are dealing with leftists, I don't, you know, nothing that they do is beneath them, and they don't surprise me with anything. But at any rate, in spite of their ugliness, in spite of their nastiness, our country is becoming great again. Unemployment is down. We are becoming energy efficient, as efficient. And you can't stop the good news. Our president dealt with the summit that he was at in a very professional manner. And people around the world are respecting him. And we need to respect him. I can't even understand how these so-called psychiatrists want to declare him so unfit. Look at his history. Can you be crazy and become a billionaire? If that is true, then we should have many, 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 many more billionaires, because a lot of people are walking around not playing with a full deck. Can you be so crazy and have five, which seem to be rounded children, and those of the children that are grown are self-sufficient, are businessmen and business people? Can you be so crazy and take a $1 million loan and turn it into billions? Have buildings named after you that you didn't use $1 of taxpayer funds. So I would want to be that crazy if I could be that successful.
Absolutely. And we want to make sure we support Donald Trump Jr.'s book that is coming out, and he's going to discuss the media and other enemies of the American people. I want to say, I don't want to forget this, last Sunday we were at the Newark cleanup, and Barbara, you were interviewed at the Newark cleanup last Sunday, August 25th, and you were interviewed. Do you mind sharing some points with us that you expressed during your interview?
Well, what I said during the interview, as you know, is that the administrative kids of this, of Newark in particular, just like in Harlem, they get elected, they prance around in the black community vying for the black vote, and when they get into these positions, they forget about their constituents. They forget about trying to improve the quality of life. What's so alarming is that in Newark, Raz Barak, oh, I think that's his name, Raz Baraka, is talking about turning Newark into a sanctuary community. You have a high poverty index. You have a decrepitated building. You have high crime rates, a lot of murders, and you're talking about turning a destitute, desperate city into a sanctuary community. They care more for foreigners who have not come here legally than they do for those who pull the lever for them. And I think that that's a total disgrace.
Absolutely, Barbara. You know, Raz Baraka's attempt to turn Newark into a sanctuary city, the fact that Elijah Cummings, Representative Elijah Cummings, berated a Border Patrol agent for the way they allegedly treated illegals, but Elijah Cummings was okay with his constituents living in squalor, tells you everything you need to know. The Democrats care more about illegals than they do black people living in here trying to get a second chance. And it's absolutely a shame. And, you know, if Trump were so racist, he wouldn't have signed into law this Prison Reform Act that gives black men, particularly black people, another chance. Black unemployment would be the lowest in American history. Entrepreneurship is up under President Trump. If he's a racist, he's poor, he's bad at it. What are your thoughts, Barbara? This racist crap.
If he's a racist, I'm a racist, and I'm one of those white supremacists. You know, that's just how I feel about it. It's so bogus. But they're so used to playing that race card, they're trying their best. You're not a racist taking pictures with Muhammad Ali, Rosa Parks, et cetera, those people. Jesse Jackson, he wasn't a racist when he was giving them money. So now all of a sudden that they keep using that race card, because it's worked so much in the past. But we have news for them. We're hip to it. It won't work now. Talk about Hillary Clinton, who admires the tenacity of Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger wanted to eliminate, get rid of, kill black people because she thought that they were weak. But here it is, you have black people falling at the feet of Hillary Clinton, and she said she's admired someone as evil as Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. I mean, when are we going to awaken? That is so ridiculous. If a person loves or admires a racist, what do you think their chances are of being a racist themselves?
Right. Excellent point, Barbara. Because Hillary Clinton had the opportunity to say, while I realize that Margaret Sanger was a racist, and I don't agree with this, I admire her tenacity. She addressed nothing. She did not address the documented.
She didn't qualify it.
Right. She didn't qualify it. She did not address the proven, documented racism of the founder of Planned Parenthood.
Absolutely. And I say she is a racist. The Democratic Party has a history of being very biased toward black people. And for black people to think that they're their saviors now is something that needs to be corrected. What they've done is they've painted the Republican Party as a racist party successfully. And in my book, I exposed that. They've said from a long time ago that the Republicans are for the rich, Democrats are for the poor. Well, if Democrats are for the poor, why are these neighborhoods that Charlie Rangel, Elijah Cummings, Maxine Waters, why are they so poor? Still poor after all of those years of them being in politics.
The question, why is Elijah Cummings? He had approximately $10 million in art in his house.
Yes.
And he represents very, very poor areas in Baltimore. So how did he become wealthy? And that West Baltimore is a disgrace and squalid. And Maxine Waters, multimillionaire, while her district, one of the poorest in California, disgraceful. So they've made their money off of us. But I wanted to ask you, I mentioned earlier that Ilhan Omar wants the United Nations to take over the U.S. border with Mexico. Your thoughts, Barbara?
I think Ill needs to pack a bag. They need to do the investigation about how with these marriages and filing these false reports and all that. And we need to clear her out. She's not fit to be in America. How dare her talk about America and come from someplace as savage as Somalia?
Well, that's true too. Good point. But she could have tried to assimilate, respect us. And she's rejected that. She's a con artist, Barbara. Not only is she bigoted toward Israel, she's a bigot toward Jews and Christians. I view her as a con artist. Now she's reportedly sleeping with this married man. Now she's supposed to be such a Muslim with that headscarf and all that, and sleeping with a married man. What do you say, Barbara?
I think she has no moral compass, because that is a man-made belief system. And like the men, they can rape little girls and call themselves married to them. They have been known to rape little boys, and they have been known to rape animals. But they can justify doing things like that, so she can justify it. But I know one thing, if she doesn't like this country, and she seems like she doesn't, and we know that she doesn't, because, you know, their book says you don't have a right to worship anyone other than Allah. And we're not going to worship Allah, and I don't think she's fit to be in this country.
No, we're not going to worship Allah, and she is an example of a failed immigration system. We should be at least asking these people before they come into the United States whether they're anti-Semitic. I mean, she's a fraud. She's a bigot and a fraud. So moving on to AOC, people wants to do with the electoral, wants to do away with the electoral college. What do you think about AOC's proposal to do? I mentioned it earlier, but I want your input.
All right. All right. Number one, I think we should get we should do away with AO crazy. I'll start off with that. We understand the plot and plan of the Democrats. The Democrats, I should say, because they don't want the electoral college. Because this way, California, New York, Connecticut,
right.
The blue states of America would always determine who the next president would be.
Exactly.
Little red states would have no say.
Yeah.
So that's what they want. That's what they're trying to accomplish. No. The founders of this country set up a system where we can all participate, all of the states, regardless of your size, your density, or your political persuasion.
Absolutely. Thank you, Barbara. It's electoral college. But with all the noise and the clap, you know, it's nothing against them. It's kind of difficult doing our show today because it's a lot going on. But, you know, you're absolutely right. The Democrats want to get rid of the electoral college. After it's part of the Constitution, so we've had over 230 years. But because Hillary Clinton lost, they want to get rid of the Electoral College. But they won't do it. They will not be able to do it because you're going to disenfranchise those smaller states, like, you know, like North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, on and on, Arkansas. We can go on and on. And that is not the American way. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy in the truest sense of just vote, getting a popular vote, because we want to make sure that the smaller states, red states, are represented. Absolutely.
And have a say so in the election of
the absolutely. The election of President Donald Trump was an absolute blessing to this nation. We were brought back from the brink. China had been used to running over us on the trade. I mean, the imbalance was ridiculous. President Trump was and is the chosen one. He was joking about it, but he is the chosen one to deal with the trade imbalance, to deal with a lot of things. What are your thoughts, Barbara? And I know President Trump was joking when he looked up to the heavens and said, I'm the chosen one. But he is, in a sense, right?
Yes, I believe he is. He was chosen by God, just like Franklin Graham said during that presidential election. They forgot about the God factor. I believe God intervened and spared us from going down the path of socialism. But in addition to that, we have to remember, we've been blessed with a businessman, someone who knows how to wheel and deal. He's charismatic and he's practical. With the art of the deal, he is the master. And you have to give it to him. And they don't want to give him any credit for some of the major accomplishments that he's been making. But we will, and that's why we want you to always tune in to Our Urban Story.
Absolutely. Thanks, Barbara. I just want to go back to Joe Biden. Some people feel sorry for him. We don't know. You don't feel sorry for him. I don't think he's going to go all the way. I don't think Joe Biden can run the race. And I think the Democrats are going to have to seriously consider another candidate. Now, some people are speculating about Michelle Obama, but Michelle Obama has said she's not going to run. So we'll see what happens.
What about reparations?
Right, exactly.
Kamala's
kind of fading. She's fading. But speaking of the Obamas, now, if the Earth is going to end, or in 12 years, like AOC said, if they cared about climate change, the oceans are rising, why did they buy a $15 million house in Martha's Vineyard? Now, these are socialists. Why haven't the Obamas given part of their wealth away? Why hasn't Bernie Sanders given his wealth away if they believe in socialism, Barbara?
Because they're hypocritical liars. I mean, that sums it up. They say this and say that and try to put fear in people. Meanwhile, they're buying a house. Well, if that world is going to end, why would you buy this $15 million mansion? And look at Bernie Sanders. When has he ever held a full-time job? No, his job is telling lies, fooling people, and to repeatedly get elected so that he can make more money and make deals, make promises, and get rich. And he has been very successful with it. They tell lies. That's all. Look at Al Gore. And it was all the money. It was all money. How much money did he make off of that?
$100 million.
$100 million from telling lies, and we're still here.
Right. Exactly. This whole climate change is BS. But I want to give an update on with regard to James Comey, former FBI director. Now, Rudolph Giuliani, whom you campaigned for in the 90s, said prosecutions will happen following the IG report on Comey. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Attorney General William Barr decided not to prosecute James Comey, although the IG, the Inspector General, found findings in his report that were damaging to former Director Comey. I hope Giuliani is correct, because James Comey, John Brennan, that whole crew that tried to, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, Obama, the main vice president, Obama, tried to perform a coup and tried to deny President Trump the presidency, even though he had been duly elected.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they should be held accountable. No one is supposed to be above the law. And we're, you know, kind of fed up with all of these things being revealed, and then they go plop, plop. Nothing happens. Eric Holder, Fast and Furious. We never heard the bottom of that. I mean, got to the bottom of that. Hillary Clinton, with all of those emails from Ambassador Stevens. What happened to that? We're sick and tired of the Democrats always get Al Sharpton owing back taxes. Where? When? What happened to that? You know, we're sick and tired of hearing this is wrong, that is wrong, and then no one does anything. So I hope that he is correct.
Thank you, Barbara. You know, Beto O'Rourke, whose presidential campaign is just dead. You know, I mean, this guy, there are no words, really.
You want to know what I call him? I call him Berserk O'Rourke.
Sounds good to me. You know, a reporter asked him, well, I was born September 8th. What if my mother decided my life wasn't valuable on September 7th? Was she wrong? I'm paraphrasing. And then Beto O'Rourke said, essentially, his mother, the gentleman who asked the question, had a right to kill him up to the time of birth. This is today's Democratic Party, ladies and gentlemen. It's too much, the acceptance of murdering fully formed human beings. They are human beings. If we're going to talk about human rights and how climate change is going to impact human rights, why don't we start with unborn children? Don't they have human rights?
Absolutely. They care more for abandoned animals, and I love animals, than they do for human beings. You know, when you have replaced God with yourself, you think that you have the right to determine who should live and who should die. And that's the stage of murdering hearts that the Democratic Party have. They placed themselves there. You know, they would rather kill a baby than let a baby live, even after a baby's born. I mean, and it's sad. They're dangerous to America. They're dangerous to the whole cultural atmosphere. That's why we're having now a cultural war.
I think, and correct me, Barbara, one of the founders, it may have been James Madison, said, our Constitution is for a moral people. That's what this Constitution is about. It's really for moral people. And that's why we've been granted so much freedom in this country, unlike other countries, because we are, by and large, a moral people. And it's based on Judeo-Christian Christian values.
Absolutely.
And there's no other religion that I know of. There are some religions that say nice things and humane things about other people. But the one that gives us structure and discipline, it's found in the old, what we call the Old and the New Testament. And I think that's the basis, and I know that's the basis upon which this country was founded. And anything else, this country would not work. Please close us out, Barbara Marlam, on this Labor Day broadcast.
Well, this Labor Day broadcast, I just want to remind everyone, regardless of the color of one's skin, we're supposed to love our neighbor. I'm not saying we accept evil, but we're not bitter and we're not angry like some of the people who are leftists. You know, they're so vile. All you hear is profanity. Love thy neighbor. Tune in once again to Our Urban Story and pray for America. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.